Remember us? احنا نانسي ونسرين. Last season, we opened up and we shared قصصنا معك. It was such a journey for all of us. ودلوقتي, as we stepped into a new season, لقينا نفسنا بنسأل some really big questions. What if we changed the story? What if we reclaimed the narrative? And what would happen if we truly took the time to make it all make sense?
اكتشفنا that the answers we're seeking aren't one size fits all. كل واحد فينا عنده their own unique path to well-being. And we want to explore that مع بعض.
In our second season titled Intentions, we're kicking off the new year with a commitment to intentional living. It's all about reclaiming our stories, taking control of our time, and setting the direction for our lives.
كل أسبوع هيبقى عندنا a challenge for ourselves and you. مع بعض, we'll try to step outside of our comfort zones and explore new things.
الهدف إننا نساعد نفسنا ونساعد بعض to find that unique path to our mental, emotional, and physical well-being.
We really can't wait to go on another journey with you.
Let's make this season one of connection, growth, and intention.
يلا بينا!
يلا بينا! Ahlan, hello, and welcome back to Shayo Ahwa, the Sips of Sanity podcast. What if I had the courage? The week I let my guard down. النهاردة we're unpacking حاجات كتير. Attachment styles, هنفهم vulnerability, especially in men, and we will learn to risk being fully seen. في كلمات, they seem soft, but they carry a lot of weight. الأسبوع ده, the word we've been sitting with is vulnerability.
فاكرين في season 1 الكلمة دي كان عندنا عقدة فيها شوية. ما شاء الله.
من أصعب الكلمات علي أن أنا أنطقها. Speaking of, أنا النهاردة عشان أحاول, because I knew the word was gonna come up a lot, قلت إيه, طب ما تخليني كده أشوف vulnerability بالعربي اسمها إيه وأقولها بالعربي.
طلعت إيه بقى؟
طلع الموضوع صعب جدا.
صدق أنا كنت عايزة look it up and see it.
لقيت إنه in the most accurate and commonly used term, especially in emotional أو يعني psychological discussions, vulnerability literally means هشاشة. It could also mean القابلية للتأثير. Or it could also mean الانكشاف. فبين الهشاشة والانكشاف والقابلية للتأثير, أنا قررت إن أنا struggle with saying vulnerability.
عندك حق بصراحة.
And we'll go from there. We've been hearing this word being thrown around a lot lately, especially in the wellness world. بس خلينا name it properly. Vulnerability is defined as the emotion we experience during times of uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. ببساطة, vulnerability هي إنك تفتح قلبك وإنت مش ضامن النتيجة. إنك تقولي لجواك حتى لو ما كنتش متأكد إذا اللي قدامك هيحتويك ولا هيسيبك متعهلق. It's the courage to show up when you don't know how you'll be received. وده exactly اللي حاولنا نعمله الأسبوع ده هو.
حاولنا. خط تحت حاولنا. طيب, النهاردة إحنا هنحاول to dive deep into the human experience and explore this concept. The concept ده الحقيقة إن هو it connects us. هو it's the heart of being connected. مش ساعات بنحس إن إحنا خايفين نشير أو نقول حاجة حقيقية عن نفسنا to someone عشان مش عارفين إيه النتيجة. Maybe they will judge us. Maybe they will reject us. Maybe they will stop liking us. في فعلاً risk if we become vulnerable. وزي ما انتي يا نانسي كنتي بتقولي it's becoming a buzzword showing up in books, podcasts وحتى في daily conversations بتاعتنا. وتقريبا كلنا بنأجري ان being vulnerable is a good thing or is a positive thing. بس can we really do it? Can we embrace it fully? الحقيقة أنا I struggled during this challenge and during this week. وهقول لكم ليه وازاي. إيه المشكلة ان احنا نحمي نفسنا برضو؟ وفين المشكلة؟ And this is فعلا the core and the heart of this topic and this episode. احنا عايزين نحاول النهاردة نتعلم مع بعض ازاي نحاول نبقى vulnerable and embrace it fully to me with some frame. بس كمان اللي اهم من كده ان احنا لازم نتعلم ازاي نبقى safe for people we love. ان هم يبقوا vulnerable معنا. ودي حاجة برضو it may not come natural to everyone. مش عايزة أقول it's easy. It may not be easy, but it's simple. It's simple to do it. نحنا نعرف how to be safe for others. To navigate this complex concept, الأول لازم ندق deeper ونفهم what it really means. And why is it so genuinely crucial to be vulnerable? هن refer to Brené Brown كتير في الحلقة دي. She once wisely said, vulnerability is not weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage. عشان كده, it's through vulnerability that we make true connections. واللي هي فعلا بتخلينا نبقى very fulfilled في relationships بتاعتنا. ايه رأيكو لو عرفنا وتأكدنا ان if we can't embrace vulnerability, we could potentially be hurting the very people we love the most. They cannot connect with us, we cannot connect with them, and it may, يعني, unintentionally كده, become a very painful experience if we can't be vulnerable.
To me, it seems like the question here is, could there be power in vulnerability? It seems to me that it's often seen as weakness, but it's actually where true courage and connection and meaningful living lives.
Mm.
And I cannot think of vulnerability without the word authenticity with it. Hassan, someone who's not vulnerable, is not really authentic. I don't see it as حد منافق, but I see it in no, انت مش فتحي لي نفسك. Am I seeing who you truly are? No, I'm not. So to me, I cannot think of vulnerability without authenticity at the same time.
I agree. بس أنا أعتقد أن أنا بختلف معاكي شوية يا نانسي مين أبقى vulnerable معي. We seem to disagree on that. والنهاردة هنحاول نشوف what the science أو theories اللي اتقالت عن الموضوع ده بتقول إيه.
Yeah, I can't wait to learn. So this episode is an invitation to stop holding back, to let ourselves be seen, and to embrace the discomfort of vulnerability as the path to deeper love, connection, and fulfillment.
Grab your shay or qahwa. Find a cozy spot. And let's go on this beautiful journey together as we dive into this concept. And let's remember that in a world that often chases perfection, it's really our vulnerabilities that reveal our true beauty and strength.
This is What If I Had the Courage, the week I let my guard down.
Nancy, how did the challenge go for you this week? كانت صعبة, كانت سهلة. Did you even do it?
Yeah, I did it. هقول لك اولا مبدئيا on paper the challenge seems so simple. يعني واحنا بنتكلم على the challenge this week, I was like, it's nothing for me. I consider myself to be a very vulnerable person. يعني if you know me, you know I meet you the first day and you know everything, everything about everyone في حياتي. So I thought I was a vulnerable person and it was going to be a piece of cake for me. To remind everyone, the challenge was to say one vulnerable thing every day to someone we feel safe with. The reality is, you know, the challenge messed up with my head a little. Well, not a little, a lot. It messed up with my head a lot. بجد. علشان the more I tried but consciously to be vulnerable, يعني my natural state is vulnerable, but consciously but thinking هو أنا, am I holding something back? Am I not being vulnerable? Am I دخلت في مخي قوي? The more I tried to be vulnerable consciously, the more I felt like I was being immature. It's complicated. Let me explain.
فهمين.
Like instead of letting things go and being quote unquote the bigger person, لقيت نفسي إن أنا I'm wanting to bring stuff up. عشان أنا بقى I'm being vulnerable بقى مش عديها.
لأن التشالنجي عملت مشاكل شكلها. أنا حاسة كده أنها عملت مشاكل في البيت.
But honestly, I found myself wanting to bring up stuff. يعني to name it, to say it. Instead of brushing it off. يعني أقول, hey, that actually hurt. حاجة I don't usually say.
بجد.
No, I'm usually trying to not cause any مشاكل and to keep the peace. So لقيت نفسي إن أنا, because this is my top one priority, في حاجات كتير قوي I just don't communicate. علشان نعدي الليل. I'm being the bigger person. خلاص يعني. This was my default. And then بالذات my feelings, when it comes to my feelings, really. لاحظت إن I'm vulnerable and open about who I am. I don't really يعني care about keeping secrets عن نفسي قوي. But when it comes to how someone made me feel, لقيت إنه I'm not very vulnerable.
That's interesting. يعني أنتي, you found out حاجة عن نفسك إن أنتي, you're vulnerable in some parts in life where you're not vulnerable in others.
Yeah. Huh? And I stopped for a while and I asked myself, is this emotional growth or am I just being dramatic? I don't know. Because also when we sat down and we talked about emotional intelligence, that also messed up with my head and it made me reevaluate حاجة كتير قوي في حياتي. فأنا حسيت إنه بجد كان في لحظات حسيت فيها إني عيلة ولحظات تانية حسيت فيها إني أخيرا بدي نفسي صوت. And honestly, the silence felt safer, obviously, because
it's familiar.
It's familiar and also ما بيعملش مشاكل. يعني you just let things pass.
بيعمل مشاكل.
Well,
ما بيعملش مشاكل on.
Yeah. It did feel safer than the truth, but here is what surprised me. The very few times I did say something, even if it was shaky or messy and I didn't say it perfectly, I walked away feeling a little lighter. Maybe not always understood. لأن أنا برضو يعني التغيرات في شخصيتي دي messing with everybody around me. I did think about this a lot. But the question of whether ده نضج ولا ده معيلة مني kept weighing on me. And لقيت إنه النضج مش معناه إنك تكبتي مشاعرك ولا إنك تحلي كل حاجة لوحدك. But sometimes النضج ده بيبقى إنك تعرفي تقولي أنا تعبانة أو أنا مش عارفة أعمل كده لوحدي. ده نضج إنك تعترفي يعني. بدل ما تبقي مش عارفة وتعكي الدنيا. So maybe the real point of vulnerability isn't to get a certain reaction. It's just to be seen as you are, messy, in progress, soft, unsure. And when you share that مع الشخص الصح, something really beautiful happens. You start to believe in maybe انتي lovable, just like that. Maybe?
Well, maybe. Certainly. أكيد.
So the challenge did mess with my head a lot.
I wasn't expecting إن أنت هتستruggle بصراحة برضه. يعني I was expecting إن هي هتبقى very easy for you. لأن أنت فعلا you share a lot. You're not scared to be vulnerable. حتى دايما أنا ونانسي لما بنبقى بنسجل بقول لها نانسي لا ما تقوليش قوي كده على نفسك. ما يعني أنا I'm so protective of myself طبعا and of her برضه. بتقولي لا it's fine. لا حطيها ما تشليهاش يعني. وانا too protective of us. فانا حاسه نفسي دايما ان انا I struggle with vulnerability although I'm aware بس برضو I still struggle. يعني مش عارفة I was hurt, مش عارفة ايه اللي خلى الحاجات. وهنعرف مع بعض برضو ايه الاسباب اللي it may apply to me. وانا لما بحضر الحلقة دي حسيت ان في حاجات كتير it applied to me. We'll discuss it shortly.
So how did the challenge go for you then?
الحقيقة ان هي متهيألي بالنسبة لي كانت one of the most difficult challenges in the season.
Oh my gosh.
تخيلي.
أصعب من شرب المية؟
أصعب من
شرب. No way.
عشان أنا لما بفكر في vulnerability أول يعني image بتيجي لمخي is حاجة very soft وفراجل. ممكن تتعور أو تتكسر أو تبوظ بسهولة قوي. بالنسبة لي الكلمة دي يعني I can't expose. أنا if I'm vulnerable I'm very soft. هتعور.
هشاشة.
هشاشة فعلا. I can be easily broken or hurt. فالحتة soft قوي الجوية دي لأ لازم يبقى فيه barrier واثنين وعشرة ومية عشان أحميها. لأنه لو حد لمسها الحتة soft قوي دي although it's very pure وفيها clarity وفيها حتة naivety كده أنا بحبها. فيها حاجات كتير بس هي it's very very soft. فI have to protect it. فأنا I have been فعلا wrestling with this topic. لأن أنا بحاول أحمي قلبي قوي من أنه هو يبقى hurt. كتير قوي من صحابي القريبين مني بيقولوا بتحطي مسافات بعيدة قوي. يعني الناس تحطيها بعيد خالص وما يعرفوش أن أنت من جوه very very soft. ومش لازم يعرف. وما بيهمنيش يقولوا إيه علي. المهم أن أنا protected. دي أهم حاجة عندي. بس كمان I know for a fact أن أنا لما ببقى very vulnerable وحد بي see me for who I am and they love me زي ما أنت قلتي. بحس بكونكشن غريب مع الأشخاص دي. غريب. والحقيقة لما قعدت أفكر لقيت إن ناس قليلة قوي اللي أنا يعني I can be vulnerable with. يعني ماما الله يرحمها.
الله يرحمها.
وجوزي الحمد لله. وولادي. دول الناس اللي فعلا I can be 100% vulnerable معي. بس أصحابي أخواتي قرايبي I could share some parts of my vulnerability. بس لما قعدت أفكر في التالنج قلت إن أنا لا مش هقدر أشير أي حاجة مع أي حد. ديب قوي. only those people. وماما الله يرحمها خلاص فخلاص متبقي لي بس ولادي وجوزي. I don't know, it's deep, it's hard. مش عارفة بس هي دي الحقيقة. وبحاول أبقى vulnerable أكتر بس مع الناس التانية حتى مع أخواتي. بس ما بقدرش. مش عارفة ما بقدرش ليه علشان I feel I have to be strong for them. فأنا مش هينفع أنا اللي أبقى vulnerable. ولا علشان if I expose my vulnerability ممكن هما being so close to me ممكن they can hurt me. وعلى فكرة أولادي وجوزي ساعات they hurt me بس for some reason الـ relationship بتاعتنا عايزة أقول real قوي
فيها unconditional love
فيها فيها الحتة دي يعني we can repair فيها الحتة دي حتى if I get hurt they're able to repair فالحتة دي شايلة العلاقة جامد جدا إنما بخاف قوي على علاقاتي التانية أخواتي أو صحابي أو الناس اللي أعرفهم close ليا برضو بخاف إن إحنا we can't repair فبخاف على العلاقة فإتس نوع يعني it's a kind of protecting برضو myself and the relationship in some way فلأ كانت صعبة يعني I was not able to extend more vulnerability أكتر من العادي بتاعي during this challenge غير مع الناس اللي أنا متعودة أبقى vulnerable معي والحمد لله I'm so blessed إن عندي ناس كده لأن I would think إنه في ناس ما عندهاش أي حد تبقى vulnerable معي and yeah. it's tough لأن أنت دايما حاطة guard طول الوقت يعني it must be very difficult و painful كمان
أكيد طبعا
وعدت رفلكت برضو هو أنا ليه بقيت التركيبة الغريبة دي أو التركيبة الكمبلكس دي لقيت إنه غالبا أنا in the past I have been hurt والhurts دي برضو shaped my relationship with vulnerability ف I'm very select
yeah.
I'm very very select
أنا حاسة أن أنا عايزة pipe وعبقى إيه أحاول psychoanalyze بسمعه ده to me it seems like the fear here is losing the relationship. يعني you'll say something or you'll do something and you'll be rejected for it and then you'll lose that relationship.
Monk.
A relationship that you care about. يعني مش بيتكلم على a relationship you don't care about. So you try to say what you need to say and do what you need to do to not risk losing the relationship.
ممكن. ساعات بحس ان اللي قدامي مش جاهز لان انا ابقى vulnerable. فاهمة؟ هما مش جاهزين
yeah.
يعني مش عارفة أشرحها زي
No, I get it يعني, It can be a problem too
يعني I can't be vulnerable I have to be the strong one yeah. هما مش جاهزين لكده خالص
yeah.
يعني
I know like sometimes you're talking to someone and they're like too much information
what do I do with that
yeah.
عارفة I would say أنا عندي مثلا levels of vulnerability in level 1 ده اللي هما I can be vulnerable level 2 اللي هما can be vulnerable برضو بس less وفي level I'm not gonna be vulnerable no way هتعرفي أنا حاسة بإيه أنا هحط guard very strictly وهبقى very pleasant and kind بس مش هتعرفي أنا حاسة بإيه and I'm getting so good at that على فكرة مش عارفة ليه برضه
and I wonder if this is actually the healthy thing to do let's find out together because I'm as you just said I'm vulnerable with anyone and everyone whether they deserve it or not, whether I'm safe with them or not. So maybe that is naivety. I don't know.
مش عارفة. I think إنه هنستفيد من الحلقة دي.
Yeah.
Once we unwrap it كده مع بعض. بس الحاجة اللي أنا متأكدة منها إن أنا بعد التشالنج دي I realized إنه maybe I was striving for being perfect when I'm drained of, يعني of it. I'm so drained of it.
Oh.
Well, I'm also drained of the constant need to feel okay and to look okay. يعني it's draining me برضو. Sometimes عايزة I'm not well. خلاص I'm not well. إيه؟ ما حدش يتخض يعني I'm not well. يعني برضو يعني مش بحس إن الناس اللي حواليا بتسمح لي بتديني المساحات دي. دايما متوقعين مني إن أنا أبقى أنا اللي ماسكة نفسي. ف برضو دي عملاني أنا limitation جامدة قوي في موضوع vulnerability ده مش عارفة ليه
yeah.
Anyway I'm hoping إن النهاردة learn and embrace الحتة دي في جوايا حتى لو كانت difficult وصعبة وإنه I connect أكتر مع أبقى vulnerable أكتر مع my own self and my own feelings and my own needs وأستوب بقى striving for perfectionism و يعني زي ما دايما بيقولوا strive for excellence not perfection وبعد بقى التشالنج ده واتأكدت قد ايه انا struggling قعدت أسأل نفسي سؤال، طب لو vulnerability is so good, why do we choose not to be vulnerable? Is it fear؟ أو يمكن rejection؟ وممكن يكون ال attachment style؟ مش عارف.
Let's find out. All right, let's talk science for a minute. Brené Brown is someone who did great work when it comes to vulnerability. Her book, Daring Greatly, which we refer to a lot in our podcast, is such a valuable resource, and there's a lot to learn from that book. The title of the book comes from Theodore Roosevelt's famous Men in the Arena speech, Zafakrin. We did give you that speech in our last episode of season one. But this title reminds us in living bravely and showing up, even when we fail, matters far more than standing safely on the sidelines. The book teaches us in no shame and fear keep us small and disconnected. When the vulnerability, being open, honest, risking a rejection, that is the way to create real relationships and live wholeheartedly. When perfectionism, when numbing, when avoidance, when shields اللي احنا بنحطها to protect ourselves, أحيانا they block us من true joy و actual growth. ونحنا كهumans, whether we're parents, teachers, partners, leaders, when we dare to be vulnerable and foster trust والempathy دي هيت, مفيش أي outcome تاني possible غير أن نحنا نبني a stronger connection.
كمان Brené Brown for another book اسمه The Gifts of Imperfection encouraged everybody to embrace vulnerabilities as a pathway to authentic living. وهي she tried to challenge the misconception بتاع إن vulnerability is a weakness. It is not. Actually, هي she argues that it's a profound source of strength, connection, and courage. وهي بتشرح طبعاً الكلام ده في الكتاب بتاعها in detail. يعني I highly recommend إن الناس تقرأ الكتاب ده لأنه فعلاً it's very good about يعني accepting ourselves والvulnerabilities بتاعتنا وإنها it's a true strength. بس إحنا النهاردة قررنا في الأبسود إن إحنا نتاكل why do we avoid being vulnerable. وإحنا لقينا 5 main points وعايزين نelaborate more على 3 منهم ونحاول نفهمهم أكتر. أول point in fear of judgment and rejection, وتاني واحدة ال past trauma ممكن تكون and hurt ممكن تكون مأثرة علينا جامد وبتهندر our ability to be vulnerable. ممكن كمان ال societal expectations and the cultural norms دي بنشوفها في cultures كتير قوي بتأثر جدا على إن الواحد يبقى vulnerable. رابع حاجة perfectionism. أنا يعني this resonates so much with me إن أنا عندي مشكلة في الحكاية دي. وآخر حاجة الـ attachment styles. How did we develop our attachment styles when we were so, so young? فالخمس نقط دول هنحاول نفهمهم أكتر و I think إن إحنا by understanding them و discussing them هنوصل لحل يعني هنفهم.
I really hope so. ابتدينا الابيسود دي هي thinking about vulnerability in the context of ازاي نكونكت مع بعض. That led us straight into attachment styles. I wasn't surprised when our research into vulnerability led us to the attachment styles. وبصراحة كنت فرحانة لأن أنا بعد our emotional intelligence episode the question of what kind of attachment style do I have? Could that have an effect on my emotional intelligence and why I am the way I am. وغصت قوي في الموضوع ده هوت and I was happy that it came up again because I really want to get to the bottom of this. And there's no better way to do it than here together and in public. So الأول خلينا نفهم إيه الattachment theories. So it was first developed by John Bowlby and later expanded by Mary Ainsworth. It explains إزاي our early relationships مع caregivers بتوعنا بتshape the way we relate to each other for the rest of our lives. وإنه في 4 main attachment style. خلينا go through كل ال attachment styles ونتكلم على كل واحد فيهم how it develops وإيه ال pattern اللي ممكن نلاحظه في حد عنده a certain attachment style as an adult وhow it relates to how they show up in life when it comes to being vulnerable. أول حاجة secure attachment اللي احنا اتفقنا عليها إن هي دي if you are securely attached you've won the lottery of attachment styles. بتdevelop ازاي بقى secure attachment دي؟ لما caregivers بتوعنا واحنا صغيرين يبقوا generally responsive و consistent في الاهتمام بتاعهم and are attuned to our emotions, our needs, الطفل بيتعلم إنه when I need something, my parents are gonna show up. وإنه the world is safe. وإنه they are worthy of love. An adult with a secure attachment style بقى بيبقى بني آدم comfortable with intimacy, comfortable with independence, وما عندوش أي trust issues. يعني they can trust and can be trusted as well. When it comes to vulnerability, an adult with a secure attachment style, they feel safe being open, وبيعرفوا to express the emotions بتاعتهم, knowing إنه هم they will be met with care and understanding. تاني type اللي هو anxious attachment, it develops لما parents أو caregivers وإحنا صغيرين بيبقوا inconsistent, يعني أحيانا nurturing, أحيانا unavailable. فالطفل بيتعلم إنه الحب والcare are حاجة unpredictable, وإن هم محتاجين يفضلوا hyper aware and cling so tightly علشان ما يبقوش abandoned. الpatterns اللي ممكن نشوفها في adult with an anxious attachment style هم ان هم they crave closeness قوي, يعني نفسهم فيها, بس they feel insecure وعندهم الخوف من الabandonment, فممكن يبقوا clingy قوي و overly sensitive. من ناحية vulnerability, they often overshare things, they're anxious and they always seek assurance, وبيستخدموا vulnerability علشان يضمنوا closeness أو to soothe their fears. تالت attachment style is the avoidant attachment. ده بيدevelop لما caregivers بيبقوا emotionally distant أو دايما rejecting أو دايما discouraging أي display of need or emotion. الطفل في الوقت زي ده بيتعلم إنه expressing my needs مش حاجة هتجيب لي comfort, بالعكس it pushes people away, فلازم أعتمد على نفسي. فطبعا an adult with that attachment style هيبقى واحد emotionally distant, بيvalue independence قوي, مش عايز الناس خالص, بيavoid vulnerability أو أي حاجة فيها too much closeness. They struggle to open up, they view vulnerability كweakness, وthey often shut down أو withdraw علشان يحموا نفسهم. رابع attachment style هو fearful avoidant أو disorganized attachment. ده بيdevelop لما parents يبقوا بيخوفوا أو they're abusive أو deeply inconsistent, يعني هم مصدر both fear and comfort. This one is hard, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. الطفل في environment زي دي بيتعلم إنه I want closeness بس أنا خايف منها as well. فيعني it's dangerous and confusing. فas an adult بيبقى عنده this push-pull dynamic for relationships اللي هو خايف من rejection بس برضو خايف من intimacy, فبيبقى واحد unpredictable أو بيstruggle مع trust قوي. When it comes to vulnerability بيبقوا deeply conflicted لأنه هم نفسهم قوي في الconnection بس خايفين جدا من pain اللي vulnerability could bring. فدايما في علاقاتهم تلاقيهم من الناس اللي بتبعت mixed signals أو تلاقيهم دايما sabotaging أي close relationship حلوة في حياتهم.
Fear برضو.
في الآخر كلنا in a way بندور على الأمان بس كل واحد بطريقته. والvulnerability بتيجي لما نحس إن في مساحة نكون نفسنا فيها من غير خوف. So إزاي نعرف our own attachment styles؟ طبعا again في a lot of free tests and quizzes you can take online. I'm going to mention one in case you're really interested in taking one. The most well-known tool, there's a questionnaire by Dr. Diane Poole Heller. You can also try the Experiences in Close Relationships, اللي هو ECR scale. There are many websites like the Attachment Project that offer simplified versions. بس خلينا مع بعض نسأل نفسنا هنا just a few quick questions كده, so that when you're listening to the episode, تقريبا عندك فكرة of if you have a clear attachment style and if that affects how you show up in life من ناحية vulnerability.
Okay.
Let's ask ourselves, do I pull away when things get too close? Do I fear people leaving me even when there's no sign they will? Do I often feel like I'm too much or not enough? Is it hard for me to ask for help even when I really need it? Do I try to prove my worth through over-giving or over-explaining?
I'm confused about myself. بصراحة أنا حاسة إن أنا I operate from all of these four. Sometimes يعني حتى safe اللي أول واحد اللي هو المفروض إن هو it's a safe attachment style, بحس ساعات إن أنا in this style. بس لما شرحتيهم كلهم لقيت إن أنا anxious وإن أنا avoidant وإن أنا disorganized برضه. يعني it looks to me like it's a very complex.
I really wonder if we have a different attachment style with different people.
تفتكري؟
I don't know. Well, the way science explains it is it's whatever happened in your childhood and that's who you are. That's the way you are. So I would assume you show up as that person with everyone. But I always believe إن اللي قدامك هو اللي بيطلع منك حاجة مختلفة. ف I don't know.
صح ممكن. It's actually very confusing.
It is كمان. Interesting because according to the research and the science, the attachment style shows up everywhere في حياتك. It's in how you argue, how you love, how you apologize. It's even in how you end texts. Like كل حاجة shows قوي your attachment style. هنعمل إيه بقى بعد ما نفهم الattachment style بتاعنا؟ What's next?
Oh.
Well, this is where things get interesting. Because knowing your style isn't a life sentence. It's a starting point. The good news is attachment wounds can be healed. بس الهيلينج ده للأسف مش بيحصل in isolation. It happens in safe relationships. For spaces where you can mess up or repair and still be loved.
Mm. Not being judged or rejected or punished for just being you.
Yeah. And here are things that we can do to help maybe heal our attachment style. If you feel triggered, ask yourself, is this about now or is it something older that's resurfacing? We should ask ourselves, am I triggered because really الحاجة اللي حصلت دلوقتي دي هي ولا because of حاجة that happened before and it's just making those feelings resurface? We can also strive to surround ourselves with people who make emotional safety feel normal and not earned.
مهمة الحتة دي أنا.
And we can try to build our secure attachments. It is something that can be built even if it's not something we had growing up. By إن احنا نpractice small doses of vulnerability, مش لازم مرة واحدة نفتح على العاشر. You really, you don't have to go deep fast. You can try sharing something a little real, then pause, see how it feels. Notice who holds space for you and who doesn't. You should also get curious about yourself, not judgmental. And we talked about that a lot. And I think that's where you and I and Iso are right now. I'm really curious about myself. Like I'm an enigma to me right now. I'm trying to understand me. And I'm trying to tell myself, you're not broken. انتي you're wired والwire ده ممكن اتكعبل شوية فمحتاجي تعمله a little bit of rewiring and the hopeful thing is we learn that this is possible we can rewire ourselves with the awareness طبعا first of all to understand what is it that needs to be rewired and with compassion keeps coming up compassion عشان
طبعا
under compassion there is patience الحاجات دي بتاخد وقت and repetition you just keep trying انه في الاخر كلنا بنتعلم وكلنا بنجرب في نفسنا اكتر حاجة واللي نعرفه عن نفسنا ممكن يبقى فعلا هو ده المفتاح لعلاقات يعني I don't know اهدى واصدق واقرب and just more authentic
ده حقيقي thinking of how I was raised وانا صغيرة I think I was raised in a very judgmental environment. وانا I love my parents so much. I really do. I truly do. ومش زعلانة منهم ولا أي حاجة. They came from a very good place, from a loving place. وكمان they did their best الحقيقة. بس لا, we were judged, badly judged. يعني we criticized, especially my dad. يعني he wanted to perfect the image دايما. دايما كان عايزنا نبقى في أحسن صورة في أحسن حاجة يعني he needed us or he wanted us to be perfect all the time وعلى فكرة ده أثر علينا في حتة ال vulnerability يمكن that's the root of it يمكن إنه we were not able to express how we truly feel لأنه we had to be perfect مثلا عندك negative feelings like you're upset you're angry you're frustrated أي حاجة كده أنت مش تبقى perfect أنت لازم تبقى happy طول الوقت أو لازم تبقي أوكي طول الوقت فإحنا كنا بنحس إن إحنا we needed to project a certain image of the family مش truly in tune مع how we feel فأكيد ده أثر على علاقتنا I think that's why I'm struggling with vulnerability شوية لأنه أنا دلوقتي بحس نفسي مثلا I get highly triggered by dishonesty fakeness unfairness الحاجات دي بالنسبة لي تريجر عالي جدا جدا وما بقاش فاهمة ليه why am I so triggered غالبا لأنه أنا كنت وأنا صغيرة حاسة أنه I'm dishonest and I feel that I'm not okay but I have to look like I'm okay أو I feel أنه أنا angry بس I can't show my anger لأن أنا I have to be in the image كده ده يعني ده برضو في حتة emotional abuse شوية حاسة والله I'm truly truly grateful for my parents وعارفة قد إيه هما تعبوا فينا بس هما نفسهم most likely كانوا بيتعرضوا لل dynamic ده في علاقتهم. فهي it's yeah, a generational yeah, trauma.
We all احنا we talked about this last season and the day I chose peace, that how we chose to make peace with all the mistakes that our parents did, because we are making mistakes احنا كمان and you don't realize that until you're a parent again. And كل واحد's doing the best they can with the tools they have. فخلاص يعني that point we understand, and I hope everybody listening can understand. We are not judging anyone. We're just sitting here truly trying to understand ourselves. And I just want to take a minute to tell you that my jaw drops on the floor every time I'm in your presence while you're having one of those moments. نفسي تشوفه وشها وهي قاعدة بتفكر وعمالة تاكل في بقها من جوه وحاطة ايديها عمالة تفكر وتفكر وتفكر. To try to dig deep and seeing you connect how dishonesty or fakeness is a big trigger for you, because you as a child were unconsciously suppressing your feelings, or because you were being asked to do it, is such a like a level of self-awareness that is beautiful. It's beautiful to watch unfold.
I don't feel it, but it's true in the discussions دي وال actually ان احنا نحضر الحلقة زي كده والstruggle اللي انا I struggled والreflection ان انا هو انا ليه مش قادرة ابقى vulnerable all the time and why do I have to protect myself so much. Yeah. لا ده أنا محتاجة protect myself قوي. غالبا لما كنت ببقى my true self I wasn't غالبا accepted أو I was judged أو I was rejected maybe. أنا مش فاكرة, أنا بصراحة مش فاكرة.
Yeah.
بس most likely لما أنت كلمتي على attachment styles وإن إحنا how we feel and how أنا أعتقد نفسي أنا I'm an avoidant. I think إن أنا I like to assert my independence. أنا مش محتاجة لحد, بس في نفس الوقت عندي حتة كده very close مع الناس اللي very close to I keep it. فهي عشان كده confusing for me. طب أنا لو avoidant قوي كده مفروض أبقى I can't be close to anyone. لا I feel like I'm close to a few people. يعني تلاتة levels اللي أنا اتكلمت عليهم دول, لا it's real. مش بحاول أقنع نفسي.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a bit very confusing. Yeah.
I say we wrap this up and go book us a therapy session. Yeah. If there is a therapist listening to us, maybe you want to offer us a free session.
والله يا ريت. Actually, يعني mentioning therapy, إنه أنا عملت therapy قبل كده كتير يعني. Where sometimes I wouldn't open up. I wouldn't be vulnerable. وبعد ما خلصت الثيرابي سيشنز لقيت ان في حاجات كتير قوي كنت عايزه اقولها, وان شاء الله هرجع واقولها نفس الثيرابيست يعني. لانه how can somebody help me وهم مش عارفين اصلا ايه اللي انا حاساه, ما انا مش بقول. ف they're very limited in the amount of help they can offer.
طبعا
فبرضو الحكايه دي عايزه ارجع لها وعايزه ابقى more open في الثيرابي سيشنز ان انا اقول فعلا what I truly truly think and what I truly fear. ان هي بتبقى حاجات يعني ببقى زي ما تقولي ashamed ان انا اقول ان عندي الفير ده.
ليه بقى؟ عشان انت حاسه انه الثيرابيست اللي هو a stranger ده هي reject you.
لا غالبا I'm fearing judgment. غالبا
okay.
يعني I don't feel safe enough ان انا خايفه ابقى judged. وانا coming from a very judgmental family, لا I was judged. يعني كان في standards عندنا, لا انت يعني بتاخدي نمر.
Yeah, yeah.
بتاخدي نمر. I didn't want to become this person. فبحاول ومع ذلك أنا judgmental شوية ساعات, but I revert to my familiarity. بس بحاول على قد ما أقدر مع أولادي إن أنا أبقى mindful إن أنا لازم أقعد أكلم نفسي. I need to accept your true self. ولما بلاقي أولادي مختلفين قوي عن بعض بحس إن أنا الحمد لله قدرت أوصل شوية لإن أنا ما بقاش so إن هما مش زي بعض خالص. فأنا لو كنت أنا very
rigid
in my standards كانوا كلهم طلعوا شبه بعض. This gives me some reassurance إنه مش عارفة إنه I did a little bit better in terms of judging and criticizing وعايزاهم يبقوا in a certain image. يعني مش عارفة.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Absolutely. Yep.
على فكرة realization ده أنا اكتشفته في التشالنج, بس لما أنت قلتي attachment style حسيت إنه هو relevant لل attachment style. مش بس اللي ان انا يعني للتشالنج والفهم, هو كمان له علاقه بالاتاتشمنت ستايل. لان انا مامتي كانت a safe person for me. بس كانت ما باباي يجي, وبابا كان دايما عنده الباترن ده ان هو بيسافر كتير وبيجي بيسافر وبيجي, فهو مش موجود ماما موجودة وفيري اتنتف وفيري افيلب، بابا موجود ماما مش موجود. فأنا كان عندي الاكسبيرينس دي وأنا طفلة.
Confusing.
طول ما بابا مش موجود ماما is 100% responsive. أول ما يجي بتبقى unavailable، مش فاهمة ليه emotionally unavailable. تختفي كده.
يمكن هي بتحاول بقى نفسها،
هي بتبقى هو بيسحب كل طاقتها ما بتبقاش قادرة بقى تدينا احنا حاجة. فبرضو دي خلقت confusion في الattachment style غريبا، ولذلك انا مش عارفة انا
your relationship with your mom developed attachment style or your relationship with dad another attachment style.
غالبا فأنا عملت الميكس ده. Most likely that's my
hybrid.
Truth.
سبحان الله. Hybrid attachment style.
سبحان الله.
فده بقى ال fear of judgment or rejection اللي اتكلمنا عليه and how it really does affect vulnerability.
فعلا من الأسباب we avoid. Now it's very clear to me in a why do I sometimes choose to avoid vulnerability. أنا أكيد عندي fear of being judged or rejected. It's very deeply rooted in my upbringing والdevelopment بتاعتي وأنا صغيرة.
أنا كمان عندي fear of يعني judgment. أنا متهيألي الناس كلها there are very few people مش فارق معاهم رأي أي حد. في ناس كده فعلا and I feel like هم truly they don't care what others think of them. أنا عندي fear ده ومع ذلك I consider myself vulnerable. فمش عارفة am I not vulnerable? I don't know. I fear يعني أنا بقول حاجة بس أنا دايما fear ده عندي قوي يعني
مش عارفة أرد السؤال ده في البودكاست ولا
أهلها عندي أبتزل قدامي ردي أبتزل بنفهم مع بعض.
أحساسي بيكي يا نانسي أن أنت زي ما قلت في أول الحلقة أنه أنت vulnerable في حتة بس مش في الإيموشنز. يعني when it comes to your feelings لا you don't express how you truly feel you don't بتسكت. أنا بحس أن أنا بعرف how you feel
okay.
يعني I know you enough أن أنا لا حاسة نانسي فرحت من كده لا اتضايقت لا اتكبست لا يعني I have maybe rough مش accurate قوي يعني I would say مثلا 70 to 80% accuracy مش 100% ساعات بمس
بس right. I think you know,
بس
I think
عندي سنس ده I have to follow it ما انت مش بتديني ال true feeling فانا I have to follow ال gut feeling بتاعي انه لا لو هي اتضايقت انا I have to يعني وبحاول أتاكلت كده من يعني مش مش straight forward لأن you don't like
yeah
يعني لو قلت لك أنت كذا كذا لا مش عايزة تتكلمي في الموضوع ده when it comes to feeling لو أي حاجة تانية you will actually you will address it head on وتركزي فيها وتتعاملي معاها إنما feelings بحس حتة دي مش بتحبي تبقي مش بتحبي تتعاملي معاها كتير
but it's not because I'm thinking about it as you're talking it's not because إن أنا I don't want you to know that I'm feeling sad. I don't want you to feel bad that مثلاً something that you said or حاجة that you did like made me feel that way and then that would cause بقى like awkwardness or that would cause you to feel bad and then like I don't want that. That would cause this negative energy أو مش conflict بس مش I keep the harmony
the
and
flow.
The peace. If withholding this reaction from something you told me or how I truly feel about it is gonna make us كده هنعدي الليلة then that's my default which it's like something I'm learning about myself right now. And as I try to change that إذا أنا حاولت أقول لك مثلا لا الناس يا جماعة بتتخض والله العظيم أنا مش عارفة طب أنا مش عارفة أعمل إيه أنا بحاول أعالج نفسي بس الناس اللي حواليا signed up for version 1.0 and version 2.0 مش ماشية معاهم فيها bugs كتير
لسه هتبقى refined. To me is it really you not wanting to make me feel bad ولا is it that you're projecting that if this happens to you, انتي, you will feel bad. لأن أنا, I won't feel bad. لو انتي جيتي قلتي لي.
When you feel bad, I will feel bad.
Yeah. What if I don't feel bad if you say that? يعني, that's an assumption. ممكن أفيل باد, ممكن لأ. يعني, we have to test it, قصدي أقول.
فهميك.
We have to test it. إنه لما أقول كذا, كذا, كذا.
And that's the risk. That's the risk that I will have to take. Yeah.
It's uncomfortable conversation, على فكرة. وأعتقد العلاقات الناجحة بتصور العلاقات الناجحة والhealthy اللي الاثنين بيقدروا يهندل uncomfortable discussions and conversations. If both of the whatever العلاقة بنت أب وأم يعني اثنين متجوزين اثنين صحاب اثنين في شركة if they can handle discomfort بتاع a tough conversation ويطلعوا منها curious to understand the other person أكتر ما هم defensive أو hurt أو
yeah.
that would take the relationship يعني to a much better place لأنه الdiscomfort ده إحنا بني أدمين بس if you can overcome فكرة الdiscomfort والواحد يحاول طب هو فعلا إيه اللي حصل هو يعني تحاولي تسألي طب هو فعلا أنا to me أنت لما بتقولي كده you are actually to me projecting your own emotions when somebody comes to you with something negative you feel bad about you feel that you hurt their feelings أنا ما عنديش الرياكشن ده عندي a different maybe it's defensive مثلا maybe I would become defensive أنا mostly لو أنا am not in my grounded place أو state of mind حبقى defensive مش هفيل bad
yeah.
هقولك لا 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 معنيش بس تاني يعني defend myself
yeah.
بس لو أنا grounded فعلا هحاول على قد ما أقدر هسألك أفضل أسألك عشان أفهم يعني هو إحنا إزاي وصلنا للحتة دي
yeah.
and this is to me is important ولازم أي علاقة قوية في حياتي لازم تبقى فيها الحتة دي and it needs time على فكرة maybe برضو vulnerability needs a lot of time
you keep having to practice it وزي ما قلنا يعني you start opening up a little bit and then if you feel safe okay ما أجرب حتة كمان and أيوة. then
طب ما احنا ما عندناش الوقت ساعات sometimes yeah. it's challenging ان انتي تقعدي طب انا بقى لي conversation بيني وبين جوزي بقى لنا اسبوعين بنحاول نهاب واحنا الاثنين يعني عايزين نأدرس السيتويشن في حاجة حصلت وعايزين نتكلم فيها ما عندناش وقت بقى لنا اسبوعين literally
yeah.
واحنا الاثنين عايزين
yeah. and sometimes when you do have the actual time you don't have the mental capacity يعني خلاص لا now is not a good time to have this tough conversation I'm not grounded enough I'm not and clear in my head enough but it does يعني there are challenges to that
and sometimes you're happy مش عايزة بقى ما هي حاجة فيها discomfort عالي فانت بتكوني في a good state of mind فمش عايزة خايفة تنكدي او خايفة
yeah.
يبقى في conflict او في فانت ما صدقتي لقيتي نفسك في a good state of mind بس الحقيقة انه we have to go back to those uncomfortable conversations if we want the relationship to grow
Yeah.
ولذلك هي صعبة يعني vulnerability كده بقت حاجة منتهى الصعوبة
It's very difficult انت عارفة انا حسيت ايه دلوقتي حسيت انه الحاجات اللي احنا اتكلمنا عليها كلها throughout maybe this season and past season the key words او الحاجات اللي مترتبة على بعض to me right now is that if I work on my communication so I can be vulnerable I can eventually become more emotionally intelligent And when I'm more emotionally intelligent, then my relationships will thrive. And when my relationships thrive, I as a person can have the space to grow and
become your best version.
Yeah, become the best version of myself.
I like that. والله حلو.
Because I feel like being vulnerable without also the right communication tools can also
هيبقى
صعب.
Like
choosing your words right and knowing the time when to say that
ولازم حد يهندل الفولنربيليتي دي ما هي برضو sometimes people cannot لا حد هتيجي تقولي له هيتوتر هيحس انه they need to do something لازم اللي قدامك يبقى برضو عنده الكاباسيتي ان هو حاسس ان هو مش مسؤول عن مشاعرك دي مشاعرك you own them you're yeah. responsible for them you will handle them هو مش مسؤول او هي مش مسؤوله بس at the same time They can handle كل الemotions وساعات تبقى intense emotions.
I don't think
it's a rule
most people have someone in their life that is on that level or can be that person for them. يعني not
ممكن يكون a therapist مش لازم يبقى حد برضو so close لأن sometimes إحنا لما بنبقى emotionally engaged تبقى صعبة علينا إن إحنا نعمل يعني أنا بحسها مثلا it's very hard for me to be this person مع أولادي لأن أنا I take on their emotions حتى كتير قوي لما كبروا يقولي ماما أنا هقولك حاجة بس please Don't take on my emotions. أنا هقولها لك. أنتي يعني stay grounded in your emotion. It's very hard for me لأنه أنا أي حاجة أتضايق وأتضايق. فأنا مش مفروض أبقى الشخص ده. In this situation, I'm a perfect example of a person not being able to handle the vulnerability بتاعت ولادي.
Yeah.
ف I feel هي حاجة we can practice. عارفة؟ بس برضو هي مش سهلة. مش سهلة أبدا. الموضوع very sensitive بالنسبة لي أنا حتة soft قوي يعني sensitive. بس ده هياخدنا تاني ل احنا ليه لما بن avoid being vulnerable بنخاف من احنا نبقى being judged or rejected. و I tried to dig deeper في الحتة دي قوي عشان افهم طب ليه اصلا احنا ما بنحبش نبقى judged or rejected. أتاري بقى يا نانسي إن social belonging is one of the essential elements in our needs. إن إحنا عندنا fundamental need to connect with others. ولما بنface judgment أو rejection, this threatens our sense of belonging. It can make us feel isolated and alone. طب ده feeling قاسي على فكرة. يعني فعلا feeling صعب إن أنت to feel isolated أو alone. فعشان كده بنحاول نأفويد it at any cost. وطبعا الvulnerability it's a risk زي ما انتي دايما كنتي بتقولي في الأول. طيب if we become vulnerable and we get judged and rejected, كمان الrejection والjudgment ده may provoke feelings بقى intense أكتر كمان من being lonely أو isolated. It may provoke feelings of shame, fear or anger.
أو كله مع بعض.
أو كله مع بعضه. تخيلي الفينكس دي انتنس جدا كلنا بنحاول إن إحنا we don't go through. أنا بالنسبة لي الانجر ده when I go into my anger لا هتشوفي سايد مني I don't usually go into my anger خالص. يعني فعلا rarely لما بروح في الانجر بتاعي. بس بجد البيست اللي بيطلع مني وأنا angry فعلا أنا نفسي ببقى خايفة قوي من نفسي لأنه يعني بجد مش ما فيش اي لوجيك ولا ريزن في اللي انا لا بفكر فيه ولا بعمله. فعلا شخصيه تانية واحده تانية ما بحبهاش خالص. ما بحبش go into my anger. فانا واحده زي ما بحبش ابدا go into my anger لان it's scary for me. It's so scary. بخاف. فلو هو الريجكشن والجادجمنت ده may provoke feelings of shame, anger, sadness أو أي في emotion intense كده قوي. طب طبعا vulnerability is so risky. So risky. خاصة بقى لو كان عندنا past experiences إن إحنا كنا vulnerable مع حد and then they rejected us أو they judged us and we had to go through those feelings وتألمنا. فطبعا الexperience دي هتعلمنا إن إحنا next time لا I can't open up. I'll have my guards up. أنا مش هقدر أبقى vulnerable. فبرضو vulnerability بتتأثر جدا بالpast experiences بتاعتنا. وإن إحنا we're trying to avoid كل negative feelings دي. ف I can now better understand ليه أنا ساعات لأ طبعا no way هبقى vulnerable لما إيه. If I don't feel safe. حتى لو عندي كده indication إن الشخصية دي شبه شخصية قبلتها زمان. No way هبقى vulnerable معاها. حتى لو طلعت كويسة شخصية أنا خلاص اتلسعت بقى من الشوربة بهف في الزبادي. ف it's true. وده اللي حبيت أن أنا أفهمه أكتر عن فكرة الrejection والjudgment when it comes to vulnerability.
Yeah, to me it feels like إنه وانت بتتكلمي كده I'm a very visual person so I had this image of vulnerability being this like big بحر. It's very turbulent. في موج كتير وصعب قوي. And on one end, you're there with a lot of people that are surrounding you, that are your friends or ناس في حياتك. But if you take the risk and pass this بحر اللي في كل الصعوبات دي هيت, on the other end, there are people who are truly there for you, truly love you, truly see you for who you are. And you can not have to think of هقول ده ما قولش ده. You can just be yourself with these people and still feel seen and loved and safe. But you have to cross that. You have to take that risk. I'm imagining this in my head when you're talking and I'm like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Because you can drive in the water. I don't know. We're here with the people and we're good. But I feel like the reward is so big that sometimes the risk is actually worth it.
So worth it. أنا بحس إن هي it's so worth it. أو my experience في الحتة اللي أنا عديت فيها it's so worth it. It's such a deep and rewarding connection كده. وعايزة أقول إيه it's something حتى لو حسيتي بيها اللحظات will take you so far. Will take you so far in life. يعني بتدي energy عالية قوي و true connection بتحسي إن أنتي you want to repeat the connection, دي الحاجة البيور قوي دي.
Yeah.
هي فيها a lot of authenticity and
yeah. I'm thinking clarity. حد يوصف حد يقول I love that person because they see me for who I truly am. What does that really mean? For me, when I use that sentence, I think what I mean is they understand my needs. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, they know that I need my space. They know that I don't mean to hurt anyone intentionally. They know that I don't like conflict. They know, like, they understand my needs and they give me what I need. But do they really see me for who I am if they don't know how I feel, truly feel about a situation or something they said or something someone else said? I don't know, but now I will not use that sentence so lightly, because when you say someone sees you for who you truly are, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just your needs. It's your needs. It's your feelings. It's your values. It's your beliefs. It's a lot more than just needs.
صح. بس أنا بالنسبة لي في distinction كبير قوي بين ال values وال beliefs وال الحاجات الستادي قوي دي وال feelings. Feelings بحسها هي بتيجي وتروح. يعني ممكن أدايقك مثلا، فأنت عندك negative feelings من ال conversation، من اللي حصل، من اليوم، whatever. بس I don't question إن عندك ال value system، إن أنت مثلا fair، أو إن أنت ال belief إن أنت you have to show up for me حتى لو مزعلانة مني. أنا I trust ال values وال beliefs بتاعتك.
Yeah.
Although I know أنت دلوقتي زي مثلا هقول لك example، زي مثلا وبحب أسرت الحته دي مع الولاد، انه انا دايما بحاول اقول لهم انتوا غلطانين مش غلطانين، انا angry مش angry، I will be there for you. عمري ما I will not show up. I will show up angry. I will show up upset, frustrated, mad, whatever, but I will show up. عندي الفيلينج، عندي الفيلينج، هتعامل معاه ازاي ساعتها، maybe I hide it, maybe I don't، مش عارفة في situation، بس I have to be consistent with them showing up when they need me. لازم، لأنه ده بالنسبة لي حاجة steady، إن عندي value إن I show up for my kids if they need me. بس أنا الemotions بقى، أنا مش هقدر برضو regulate my emotions طول الوقت طول الوقت، maybe I'm mad، maybe موقف كبير صعب معرفش. فto me ال safety تيجي من الستادينس بتاعة الفاليو سيستم والبيليفز وال عايزة أقول my assessment of the person. I trust my assessment.
Yeah.
إن مش من الإيموشنز بتاعتهم. الإيموشنز بتتغير.
But like, so I'm thinking
فهم قصدي؟
In a way, yes, I understand your point. I'm just trying to think, مثلا, let's say if a couple that's been married for so long and they عارفة بيبقوا حافظين بعض وفاهمين بعض قوي، like مثلا تلاقي مثلا بالذات I see it a lot with like old men. They're like, they behave so irrationally in a way, or they مرة واحدة تلاقيهم عصبوا وفي حاجة كده وتلاقي مراته قاعدة completely calm, she's like حسبي أصلا هو كذا كذا، like بيبقوا فاهمين بعض قوي كده. So after a while, like, I don't know بقى عشرة ولا they became so vulnerable with each other ولا إيه، but I know that to most people the emotion might not be understood, but to the person that knows you the most, people فاهمين إنه you're irritated, you're angry, you're tired, you're hungry, you're sleepy. People فاهمين كويس قوي الموضوع ده. And that's an emotion not necessarily existing طول الوقت. فبحس إن هم دول الناس اللي فاهمين بعض قوي and they truly see each other for who they are.
I agree. وكمان متهيألي بيبقى عندهم حتة الماتوريتي أو الأويرنس إنه في grace to humanity. ما من حقهم يزعلوا، ما من حقهم يتعبوا، ما من حقهم يعني show أو express emotions. Yeah. من حقهم.
Yeah.
وأنا برضو I don't have to respond. I don't have to respond to everything. مش كل حاجة بقى ههلك نفسي فيها.
Yeah.
بس الحتة دي space دي actually I think it makes people feel safe with you. لأنه أنت لو اديتيهم المساحات دي
yeah.
وأنت steady برضو في أن أنت okay I will I'm there I'm here مش رايحة في حتة.
Yeah. I love that because I really do see this a lot بالذات في older couples اللي هم بقالهم سنين وسنين، احنا بنتكلم like 40 years مثلا مع بعض، بحس فعلا أنه ممكن حد فيهم يعصب قوي والتاني بيبقى ما فيش not يعني zero response. I just like بس خليه هو هيطلع وينزل مش عارف ايه، like واضح اني I've been through this so many times. I love that. I know. I mean, at this point, I've been married for close to 20 years now, and I still get affected لما بيجي a fleeting emotion like anger or whatever حاجة with my husband. بتخض وبنفعل وبنجرف معاه بقى في الإيموشن وكده. I'm not there yet where I'm like, لا لا هو هيهدى هو بس أصله مثلا ما نمشي كويس أو هو عنده a lot of pressure. I want to get there. And that's also a level of, I guess, emotional maturity.
أعتقد yeah. emotional and relationship maturity برضو. مش بس emotional بس. لأنه أنا I'm the same. أنا زيك بتأثر جدا.
Yeah.
بس متهيألي بالوقت relationship نفسها حتى هي بتmature. يعني and it takes a very long time for a relationship to mature. هي نفسها هتبقى لها شكل بيختلف كل كم مش كم سنة بقى كل
yeah.
عشر سنين yeah. أو حاجة لأنه I think we're getting there. لأنه if you reflect on that هتلاقي نفسك الresponses بتاعتك زمان غير خالص الresponses بتاعتك دلوقتي
yeah.
وin the future غالبا هتبقى برضو متفهمة مستوعبة relationship أكتر. بس it's not something bad برضو to be affected by the people who matter to you. لأنه حد مثلا متضايق يعني أنا برضو I feel like I carry some of the weight معاهم فهما مش yeah. دايما ببقى عايز أعمل كده بس sometimes I'm willingly able to do it أو I have the desire أو capacity to do it
yeah.
برضو بتساعدي الناس اللي حواليك اللي بتحبيهم ليه لأ يعني
Yeah, I mean, if the situation calls for it, أحيانا بيبقى في situations فعلا
أيوة هتعملي إيه مفيش حاجة تعمليها تاني أصلا
yeah, أو بتبقى حاجة هبلة قوي مثلا وانت شايفة أنه okay, like they are obviously going through something because the normal version of them would not be ruffled by حاجة زي كده
مثلا
you just ساعتها is the best thing you can do is just give them the space عقبال ما هم يطلعوا ينزلوا لوحدهم يعني
أو تديهم validation and it's a feeling it's an emotion
yeah, you're good you're huh? still the huh? person I like and you'll be back في حاجة بقى كنت عايزة أتكلم فيها النهاردة والتوبيك دي أنا حاولت أفتحها كتير قوي with the men that I know in my life whether they're family or friends I bring up this topic a lot which is vulnerability and men إحنا بنتكلم كتير يا نيسو on this podcast about the societal standards that are placed on women and how it's so hard on us but Let's take a minute to also talk about the standards placed on men and the expectations that are placed on men. الراجل من وهو صغير بيتقال له كلام زي ما الراجل ما يعيطش أو خليك قوي عيب تبين مشاعرك كأن الرجولة معناها إنك ما تحسش بجد
صح ده مجتمعنا بالذات ما عرفش مجتمعات برضو الغربية قوي كده زينا ولا أقل شوية I feel
I think it's the same I think I mean now there are a lot of parents who are consciously parenting and they're trying to يعني learn زي ما احنا عاملين بنتعلم كده مع بعض بس I would say for the longest time إنه لا ال expectations placed on a man إنه هو يبقى جامد وما يتأثرش وما عندوش إحساس rarely do you see a man cry in public أو يعني
صح.
see a lot of women cry عادي يعني at least in all يوم. My reality shows that I watch like none of the men cry it's only the women بس I really honestly don't think it's just cultural I think إنه there is also some science behind it إنه ال conditioning ده بيشيب الرجالة emotionally بطريقة هنرجع تاني للوايرينج يعني هو كل حاجة ممكن تتغير بس I feel like بطريقة بتخلي الوايرينج معمول بطريقة
hard wired
exactly yeah they're hard wired that way and actually I came across a study that shows إنه by age 5 many boys already begin suppressing emotional expressions تخيلي age 5
أتخيل طبعا أتخيل إحنا من وهم سنتين
not because they feel less but because they are taught not to show it يعني هم لسه بيحسوا الأحاسيس دي بيحسوها زينا زيهم و there was another study done in the Journal of Research and Personality that found إنه boys experience emotions زي السادنس والفير just as intensely as girls but receive less validation from adults when expressing them
يعني إيه الافتراء ده ليه كده
والجاب دي هي بتكبر بقى with age يعني كل ما الولد يكبر كل ما الجاب بين هو ومثلا أخته هتبقى الجاب أكتر and by adolescence boys are more likely to channel vulnerable emotions دي هي into anger or withdrawal simply عشان those are the only socially acceptable responses they have learned للرجالة
so sad تعرف الكلام اللي انت بتقولي ده it reminded me of a study I read من فترة رجاله, there is a higher chance in الرجاله if they get depressed they commit some suicide than women. Women بيقعدوا عايشين حياتهم كلها في الدبريشن, طالعه وداخله من الدبريشن, ويعني rarely بتسمعي ان واحده ست موتت نفسها علشان هي she's struggling with depression.
Wow.
And this explains part of it, ان هم
متربين
هم they cannot express the feeling, وهي it's so much pain, depression بيسبب so much pain, emotional pain. ف it's so unfair بجد.
كان في another research برضو that I came across that said something, I don't have it in front of me, but it said something about how in the early years of childhood, boys can use words like love and need to describe friendships بتاعتهم أو the relationships بحياتهم. But by the late teens and adulthood, the language دي بتختفي تقريبا من vocabulary بتاعهم. إنما they start to believe in the emotional intimacy دي is a threat to their masculinity.
برضو دي حاجة society اللي بت force on boys. يعني it's a forced thing.
Yeah, it causes this emotional isolation, which is definitely linked to the, زي ما قلتي, higher rates of depression, even substance abuse or suicide.
And للأسف.
Yeah, so when we ask men to just open up, like that's what I did when I was talking to my guy friends. I'm like, طب انتوا ليه مش بتتكلموا, like عمرنا ما بنسمع رجالة قاعدين بيتكلموا about حاجة that involves their feelings أو like really deep أو emotions أو... They don't go there. They're always talking like زي ما قلنا
شغل كورة,
stock market, حاجات كلها كده on the surface. ما بيعدوش يفضفضوا. حتى يعني ستاته قاعدة حتى بتشتكي من جوازها بيقعدوا يفضفضوا ويتكلموا. I don't think إن الرجالة بتعمل كده. بس هو برضو there is this thing إنه الرجالة ما تتكلمش على الستات, it's rude, blah blah blah.
بس هو ممكن يتكلم مع يعني مع مراته express his feelings, أو مع حد مثلا أخته مامته. يعني قصدي مش لازم يعني على feelings, مش لازم على تفاصيل الحياة, على feelings.
Yeah, expressing. It's kind of it's hard because when you ask them to just تكلم على feelings or just open up, we're asking them to unlearn decades of conditioning. فيعني we're asking them to go against كل حاجة they've been told about the strength about the survival. ف It's not an easy thing. لما بتلاقي راجل vulnerable, emotional بيتكلم, let's be honest, a lot of women they find it to be a turn off. بجد اللي هو في ايه يا راجل ما تسترجل, انت بتاع ايه, انت في ايه, ده قاعد طول النهار بيسموه ايه بقى سوم العيشه, you know what I mean. يعني in reality a guy who actually is in touch with his vulnerable side and he talks and he cries, in reality it's a healthy male. But برضو إحنا as women in the same society we've also been conditioned to view that as حاجة like فوفي مش حاجة. And يعني أنت you would want to associate yourself with someone who's like tough and like لا يعني عارفة like solid مش okay. مش بهزوز مش بيعيط. فإحنا الاتنين we're messed up.
صح عندنا preconditioning ده. بس I don't hold this position على فكرة. أنا كperson I don't. أنا بالعكس بحس إن أنا I really truly appreciate لو حد من الرجالة أو أخويا أو بابايا أو which is يعني not my experience أو جوزي إن هو فعلا يقدر يexpress how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't take away خالص من his masculinity أو من هو I see him as a man أو كده أو his manhood أو كده. بس في حاجة برضو هي it takes practice. Takes practice برضو. ومش معقولة هيروحوا من هما مش بيكسبرس خالص خالص من سن 5 سنين لسن 40-50-30.
No, you can't.
It takes practice and it takes ان انتي ترجيليت كده بطريقة
it's a muscle. It takes time to build, especially when you've
never been faced
before. Yeah.
بس انا I feel it's very to me it's something attractive. لو انا شايفة راجل وفعلا الرجولة بان هو متحمل مسؤولياته بيعمل واجباته, هي دي الرجولة بالنسبة لي, وقادر at the same time you go into his I would say بقى part منه ال emotional part we express, لا طبعا دي حاجة هتخليه complete أكتر, هتخليه connecting أكتر ليه على الأقل.
Yeah. I love that. And I think, like, us as women, we need to hold space for the men in our lives to be vulnerable. There are things we can do to help them, Yani. It's not just all on them. We can watch how we respond, like, instead of bardo wanting to fix something too fast, like if they share something. Same way as زي ما احنا بنبقى vulnerable مع الرجالة, and then they jump into trying to fix it. بيبقاش, that's not what we want. So we can just also remind ourselves to validate their feelings. We can also replace things from our vocabulary. We can choose to, instead of saying, what do you think? We can start using questions like, how do you feel? More than how do you think? And I think the most effective thing is to model it. If we show vulnerability ourselves and be honest about our own emotions and struggles, من غير shame or apology, يعني, in a way, you can't invite someone somewhere you haven't been.
صح. Very, very true.
Yeah.
بس هي دي, it applies أكتر لأن أنت كparent. You can model it for your kids. لو عندك boys, ممكن. بس... for your partner, لا, هتحتاج شغل أكتر كتير من الموديلينج متهيألي. You need to be a safe person. وده هياخدنا لأن احنا how to be a safe person. بس before we go into that, كنت عايزة أقول حاجة عن perfectionism والrelationship بتاعت إن احنا being perfect, and it's a form of self-betrayal شوية. وhow perfectionism مع self-betrayal does not help خالص في موضوع vulnerability ده, وإن احنا we need to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. طيب, if I'm expected to be perfect all the time, in a sense, I'm actually abandoning myself, betraying myself. It's a form of betrayal على فكرة. لأنه في الحالة دي أنا حبقى dismissing my needs, my desires, my feelings. ما أنا بقى بproject إن أنا perfect all the time. طب والself betrayal ده, it has an implication on vulnerability. It does. لأنه مع الوقت أنا هفقد الاتصال والconnection ما بيني وما بين نفسي. ما أنا على طول betraying myself. على طول needs بتاعتي مش مهم. Feelings مش مهم. Desires مش مهم. أنا ماشية في الstandards بتاعت اللي هي unrealistic standards دي. اللي أنا I'm perfect. I have to be perfect all the time. I project this image. I'm okay. I feel well. كل حاجة بعد dismiss وignore. طيب أنا كده يعني fast track على إن أنا أبقى مش عايزة أقول inauthentic, بس I'm not my true self. خلاص أنا بعدت عن حقيقتي اللي هي desires بتاعتي, needs بتاعتي, the emotions, the feelings الحقيقية اللي أنا بمر بيها. And it's okay to go through those desires, feelings, needs. And it sometimes looks so normal to us. يعني مثلا لما احنا بيبقى عندنا values وbeliefs وneeds معينة, and we act differently. مش aligned مع البيليفز دي أو النيدز دي. That's a form of self-betrayal اللي هو هيأثر جدا على the way we can be vulnerable أو الكاباسيتي بتاعتنا to become vulnerable. والحل للموضوع ده إن احنا نبقى compassionate to ourselves. A study found that individuals who engage in self-compassion, يعني treating themselves with kindness and understanding during difficult times. ومهم قوي ان هي تكون during difficult times لانه this is where we need it the most. Tend to experience less self-betrayal and are better at expressing vulnerability. هي it's well connected ان احنا نحاول دايما ما نبعدش عن needs بتاعتنا والdesires والvalues والsystems but mostly aligned معاهم عشان نعرف نفهم اصلا. In this case, we can become vulnerable. لأن الحكاية دي مش موجودة. It's the foundation for being vulnerable. فدي برضو نقطة كنت عايزة أقولها لأن it resonated with how I feel في موضوع perfectionism وإن أنا I should strive for excellence, not perfection. والسؤال بقى اللي عايزين نسأله نفسنا ونحاول نجاوب مع بعض عليه نانسي إن can we be vulnerable with everyone؟ احنا مختلفين شوية في الموضوع ده. وأنا لما قعدت أدور على إجابة للسؤال ده لقيت إن في 3 cases. في case إنه some people are being vulnerable with everyone. يعني مش selective قوي في الناس اللي بيختاروهم to be vulnerable with. أنا بالنسبة لي الناس دول يعني عندهم resilience عالي قوي. لأن أنت لو بقيتي vulnerable مع كل الناس أكيد حد هيهرت you. طيب أنت إيه بقى؟
لا برضو ممكن يبقى حتى غشيم. مش شرط يكون عنده برازيليان.
ممكن صح. المهم هي يعني إنه مش سيلكتيف. في ناس بتقول إن being vulnerable with everyone can foster deeper connections and create a sense of community. صراحة أنا against this. عشان أكون أمينة معاكي ومعاكو، لا أنا مش بحس إنه this fosters any يعني deeper connection ولا حاجة. أنا بحس إن ده ممكن يعرضني أنا أو أي حد ل very deep hurt أو لحاجة can be avoided، فاهمة؟ فليه؟ بس research اللي بيسupport the theory دي found that self-disclosure can enhance social bonds and lead to greater feelings of closeness between individuals. That's a study done and published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The other way بقى اللي هي the case of selective vulnerability. ودي اللي أنا حاسة أن أنا I align معاها أكتر. إن أنا I can be vulnerable بس مش مع كل الناس. الارجمنت دي بقى بتقول انه we should keep our vulnerability reserved for only a few select people. وبرضو الابروتش ده can lead to deeper and more meaningful connections with those who truly understand and care for us. انا بصراحه I'm fully agreeing with this approach. A study in the Journal of Happiness found that individuals with fewer but deeper friendships reported higher levels of happiness and satisfaction. And this suggests that quality may be more important when it comes to sharing our vulnerable selves. بصراحة شايفة ان الابروتش ده safer و يعني بصراحة ما اقدرش اعمل غير كده. بس في balance. It also, studies والحاجات it suggests انه maybe we can strike a balance. لان whether to be vulnerable with everyone or keep it to a few people does not have a one size fits all. زي ما احنا دايما بنقول في السيزن بتاعنا. It's all about finding a balance that feels right for you. فكل واحد فينا هيقدر يحدد ايه الحاجة اللي تناسبه، ايه الحاجة اللي هو يقدر يتحملها. انا being my soft, fragile, inner self كده، لا ما اقدرش اتحمل حاجة زي كده. بس ممكن حد تاني يقدر يتحملها and cope with the hurt او ما يبقاش very sensitive to the judgment او rejection أو أي حاجة ممكن يقابلها being vulnerable. فIt has to, it has to do with a lot of things، منهم ال trust level، إن الواحد زي ما أنت قلتي you start small and then you start giving piece by piece of your vulnerability to people. طبعا creating a safe environment and safe space دي برضو هتساعد قوي. وآخر حاجة برضو أنا حاساها مهمة إن الواحد يعرف إن أساس الناس نفسها as people، وهي professional setting ولا personal setting، دي برضو كلها حاجات ممكن تخلينا نقدر نسترايك البالانس when to be vulnerable and when not to be vulnerable. اخر حاجة بقى يا نانسي، تفتكري ايه الways we can do to create a safe space for other people to be vulnerable with us؟ ودي حاجة بقى اكيد عندنا a lot of control over.
Absolutely. I think first thing is modeling it. Like I said, like we have to not only be a safe space for them to share, but also show them that they are our safe space for sharing and being honest about your own emotional struggles, من غير shame or apology. Like I said, you can't invite someone somewhere where you have never been.
صح. في برضو a few other things. Active listening اللي كلمنا عليها كتير في الكوميونيكيشن وفي other episodes، دي بتساعد قوي الvulnerability، لأنه active listening فيها a lot of questioning لفهم هو الصادق ده هو ليه أصلا حاسس بكده، هو ليه أصلا that's their truth، هو ليه reality بتاعته شكلها كده. فالactive listening برضو بتحسس الناس بالأمان وإن هم قادرين يفهموكي where they're coming from. مش بس انتي بتسمعي عشان تردي او ممكن provoke some emotions او you become defensive او حاجة.
So basically you have to earn being the safe space.
So
yeah.
Well, I think it's يعني it's a privilege ان انتي to be safe space for someone. وحاجة تانية برضو being not non-judgmental، انه احنا نحاول على قد ما نقدر، which is hard. It's very hard sometimes. ان احنا we try not to judge اللي هما بيقولوه او الexperience بتاعتهم او الfeelings بتاعتهم. We try to have empathy to their experience. وأنا بالنسبة لي أهم حاجة في الموضوع ده الconsistency، إن أنا كل مرة أبقى برسبوند بنفس الطريقة، مش مرة أبقى مش listening قوي ومرة أبقى active listener، مرة أبقى judgmental ومرة لأ، ومرة أبقى accepting، فهما مرة أشوف vulnerability وبعدين I withhold my يعني الinconsistency دي بالنسبة لي أنا
مش safe
بتحسسني بعدم الأمان على طول. واخر حاجه respect boundaries. دي بقى بحسها برضو مهمه قوي قوي في vulnerability، لانه ممكن حد يبقى لسه testing waters كده، مش متاكد ان هم they can share حاجات معينه عن نفسهم او they become vulnerable. فالrespect ده بيديهم a lot of safety and trust انه I will be there when you need me and I'm patient and I respect that you don't want to share it now or today. أو ما بقاش pushy في الموضوع. Yeah. لا, you have to share your what's going on أو حاجة زي كده. Yeah. خصوصا مع أولادنا. Yeah. بحسها مهمة قوي في ان احنا نبيلد التراست وان هم يبقوا vulnerable معانا. لو هم مش قادرين يبقوا vulnerable on some days, yeah, that's okay. We need to respect.
نفضل نفكرهم that I'm here for you when you're ready to talk.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to be a safe person and I will listen. Those are the things we can do to become safer people for others to share their vulnerable parts of themselves.
I love that. موضوع انه I'm here for you and I'm not going to judge you with parenting بالذات. أنا بشوفها انه where like the parent tries because I don't know, you read a parenting book or an advice or something and you know that this is the right thing to do. بس هي عكس فطرتك and you don't judge your kids. And you go like just like whenever you're ready, I'm going to be here for you. And then in the moment they come and they're like, okay, I'm not judging. But then you go مثلا بعديها بأسبوع أو يحصل حاجة مشابهة أو حاجة and you bring it up.
Oh.
And that بيقفل
الطفلة
أو التين or whatever.
ده حقيقي. I think إن هو فعلا لازم يكون في true acceptance للdifference وإن هما different generation, different personality, different genetic, different upbringing, كل حاجة different. فهو الacceptance ده هو اللي هيخلي الjudgment تقل قوي. Yeah. يعني مش تقل شوية, هتقل قوي. If you can accept that يعني كل حاجة مختلفة عن ولادنا. كل حاجة.
Yeah.
فحتى ولادك كلهم هما they get a different parent. لأن انتي وانتي صغيرة غير وانتي middle age غير وانتي كبيرة. ف I think يعني we can go about this في vulnerability بإن احنا نبقى more accepting through acknowledging the differences. Sometimes it's hard بصراحة. I'm very emotional sometimes. هعمل إيه يعني.
Yeah.
بس برضو being vulnerable إن أنا أقول لهم أنا بحاول أشتغل على الحتة دي. يعني I know you're different. I know I'm different. بس هعمل إيه؟ ما أنا برضو بني أدمة. هما برضو they have to see this.
I think this is the most vulnerability we can have with our kids is to let them know when we don't have things figured out and when we just don't know what's the right thing to do and we're trying to do the best we can. Just if we just let them know, maybe it will not take them years and years like it took us to understand why our parents were doing things a certain way. Maybe they'll see that early on that my mom is just also a girl like me trying to figure things out as she goes. This is her first time living this life as well.
وهم عندهم awareness أحسن مننا بكتير الحقيقة. بحس كده بكتير بكتير. يعني أنا حاسة generation ده هيبقى emotionally healthier. عندهم tools هيلة هيلة لأن هم يبقوا emotionally very mature ويبقوا aware.
Yeah, they grew up with words different... like mental health أصلا yeah. being a thing. Yeah. We've never heard of mental health as children.
خالص وأهالينا حرام دول أكتر مننا كمان. يعني it's an evolution. Nice. We're evolving.
It is very interesting.
طيب الintentions بقى تعلمنا إيه يا نانسي النهاردة؟ وإيه الintentions اللي عايزين نعملها in this topic؟
I actually did learn a lot this week. أول حاجة تعلمتها إنه I realized إنه vulnerability مش some huge dramatic confession. It's more of like a small and steady كده decisions بتعمليها over and over to stop covering up and maybe start showing up more in your life. اتعلمت إنه I don't always have to tie my feelings up in a neat little bow before I share them. That's what I always do. يعني ببقى حتى لما بديسايد إن أنا أشير how I truly feel بحسس لازم أعملها لك packaging كده عشان إيه. It's okay. I'm not dead, but you know what? It's okay. I'm like, I'm okay. I don't have to do that. Why do I do that? I don't know. And I also don't always have to make sense. Sometimes I struggle, and if my feeling does not make sense to me, how will it make sense to others? Sometimes our feelings don't make sense.
There's many
a lot
times.
Of factors. Yeah. There's a lot of factors that play here. And most of the times our feelings do not make sense even to us. And that's okay. And I will hold that space for others as well. If their feelings don't make sense, I will give them that grace in hopes and in return, I will get it as well. Because at the end of the day, you just have to be honest. That's what really matters. And if you're feeling that way, you're feeling that way. خلاص.
You're entitled to your feelings. You have every right to feel whatever you want to feel.
I have to constantly remind myself of that. So أكتر حاجة بقى تعلمتها ووجعتني شوية اكتشفتها في نفسي إن أنا مش ساعات أنا دايما بسكت مش عشان أنا mature. بس عشان اتعودت إن أنا أحافظ على مشاعر الناس أكتر من مشاعري. This hurts a little because we keep telling ourselves every time we sit down and we learn things about ourselves and give yourself compassion and give yourself grace, but also prioritize yourself. Why are you the last thing on your list? So why is it when it comes to this, لي دايما مشاعري أنا less important than مشاعري اللي قدامي. أنا مش عارفة. يعني I don't know. Maybe there is something that I need to learn about myself.
ويمكن مش لازم تتعلمي ولا تعرفي ليه. Maybe you just decide إنه like مشاعري هتبقى الأول.
That's a lot easier. So it's not selfish then?
It's not.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. So here's my intention moving forward. I want to stop confusing my silence with maturity and strength. And I want to stop shrinking my truth to protect someone else's comfort. That's really all I want to do. I feel like if I manage to work on that, I don't know. Maybe I won't be the nice person that everybody thinks I am. I don't know. We'll see.
You don't have to be nice. You just have to That's be hard. Kind.
أنا كده هطلع بني آدمة تانية خالص.
هتطلعي بعد البودكاست واحدة تانية.
شوفكين يعني.
لا. أنا مقتنعة تماما إن الواحد مش لازم يextend being nice, بس you can be kind. أنا فعلا مقتنعة بالحكاية دي. إنه أنا I can express my feelings in a kind way. يعني I have to honor my feelings. I have to express them. But the way I say it should be kind. يعني مش لازم أجرح الناس. على فكرة أنا I'm so good at that. أنا عندي لساني بقدر أقول كلام جارح. بجد. And it's something I'm not proud of. والحمد لله بقدر أرجليت it. الحمد لله. بس I have this capacity. في ناس يعني مامتي مكانتش بتعرف تقول كلام جارح. مامي كانت فعلا ما بتعرفش. أنا لا أنا عندي الكاباسيتي دي بس I choose not to do it لأنه I choose to be kind which is something I feel is important بس إن أنا express the way I feel يعني it's a practice برضو بس I love that you're growing in this I feel like it's a milestone
I guess so let's see where it takes us I'm scared and you guys should be scared
بصراحة مش خايفة مني حتى if we change I feel like I'm part of this family. I'm going to be supportive in this. أنا بقى الintentions بتاعتي النهاردة after having this better understanding of the topic and the power of vulnerability حاسة أن أنا عايزة try my best to commit to opening up more to my second circle اللي هما الأقرب ليا بعد ولادي وجوزي وان انا ابقى more vulnerable وما خافش على relationship او ما خافش ان هما they can't handle it and I test it I need to try to test it واشوف كده ايه اللي هيحصل لان برضو I'm missing out on the deeper connection كل ما انا اعملها بقى avoid it ف there's something beautiful there that I'm missing out on فعايزة احاول ان انا set my intentions كده truly وcommit لل opening up more و letting my guards down شوية وعايزة أحاول على قد ما أقدر إن أنا create the safe space for everyone I care for و everyone I love بإن أنا مش إن أنا ساعة ال discussion نفسه ما بقاش judgmental أو critical لكن بعد ال discussion وأنا بفكر و بprocess the thoughts و feelings ما بقاش judgmental and critical لأنه I tend to sometimes feel طب ما فعلا ما هو النتيجة دي طبعا ما طبيعي جدا ما هي برضو غير يعني I don't wanna go there I just wanna be فعلا this person who is very compassionate مع whatever بقى situation and I give grace بقى لأن الناس they show up as best as they can. وهم مش قادرين يعملوا أحسن من كده. ما عودش برضو بيني وبين نفسي أفكر طب ما هي كانت ممكن تعمل كده أو كان ممكن يعمل كده. Why did they do that? فاهمة؟ وفاينالي أنا لازم أترست myself more في حكاية إن أنا if I get hurt I'm gonna be fine. مش هيجرالي حاجة يعني. مش لازم أبقى too protective of myself كده إنه لا I can't get hurt. يعني هيجرالي إيه يعني؟ هبقى hurt وهزعل شوية. هتألم شوية. And then I'll bounce back. هيجرالي إيه يعني؟ وأنا مش عارفة ليه خايفة قوي كده. But I have to try my best to overcome this fear of getting hurt. عشان there is something beautiful on the other side. Why not try to get there? وعدي في المية دي وإن شاء الله مش هغرق. وget there. But those are my intentions.
I love it. We should all embrace those intentions. And most importantly, trust ourselves. And إحنا we're resilient enough to... حتى لو مش من أول مرة أو تاني مرة ما هو الهرد ده هو اللي... That's what builds resilience. All right, so next episode, we're shifting gears just a little. The episode is called, What If I Spend Less to Live More? The Week I Stopped Keeping Up. And yes, it is about money. But more than that, it's about enoughness. How much do we really need? What do we spend to belong, to impress, out to escape? So for our challenge, we're going to go on a financial fast. مفيش أي unnecessary spendings for a whole week. Let me tell you, that is going to be tough, given نحن عندنا سفرية مصر coming up, ودي بقى مليانة unnecessary spendings.
أحط في الكارت ومش هبليس أورد.
That's cheating.
مش عارفة أعمل إيه والله. It's going to be very challenging. بس I like to think نحن we live in abundance. We don't need more. بس الحقيقة ان احنا we're under so much pressure to keep up with everything. This is gonna be a challenge, but يعني I wonder how it
yeah, goes. Let's see what's gonna surface when we try to stop that swipe of a card.
Yeah.
It will be interesting.
I'm excited.
All right. Before we go, I want to say this. If you tried to be vulnerable this week and it didn't go how you hoped, if your voice cracked, if you weren't met with softness, we see you. And we're proud of you. Because even when the world tells us to toughen up, even when our past tells us to protect ourselves, you chose honesty. You chose heart. And that matters. ولو في حاجة حقيقية على متالي الحلقة دي, فهي إننا مش محتاجين نبقى perfect عشان نستحق القرب ده هو. إحنا بس محتاجين نكون honest مع نفسنا قبل ما نبقى honest مع الناس.
ده حقيقي. And I love that. عايزة أقول إن إحنا في حقيقة مش هنقدر نهرب منها, إن إحنا we all tend to avoid vulnerability as a way of protecting ourselves. بس كمان عايزين نفكر نفسنا إن true connection is found in the uncertain space of vulnerability. ولو مش هنقدر نبقى vulnerable طول الوقت, على الأقل we try our best to be safe space for people who need to be vulnerable with us. Let's commit to connecting with and showing our true authentic selves to those who have earned our trust and deserve to see us for who we really are. عايزين نحاول نلات جو of all the judgments, rejections we sometimes hold against ourselves and others. احنا ربنا خلقنا to connect and share our experiences and our emotions, especially when it gets tough. فمش عايزين نحرم نفسنا ولا نحرم بعض من البيج blessing دي اللي ربنا خلقنا بيها, ان احنا we have the capacity to become vulnerable and this is the way to connection. Finally, thank you for being here with us. We truly value each and every one of you.
If this episode moved you, share it with someone you trust. And if you want to keep going deeper in this topic, please feel free to connect with us.
Join us on our journey of personal growth and self-discovery by tuning in every other Wednesday. We can't wait to have you be part of our conversation. Thank you for taking the time to learn and grow with us. Until next time, bye!
عايزين نشكركم قوي for joining us on this journey.
بجد, we are so grateful for you guys.
We hope إن كلامنا النهاردة يكون فكركم by your strength, resilience, and potential. وإن إحنا هنا معاكم, cheering you on every step of the way.
Until we meet again, stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay in touch. وأهم حاجة, know that you are not alone.
Because there will always be شاي وقهوة. We're so cheesy.